The podcast you're about to listen is brought to you by Pastime Agency, empowering businesses with intelligent automation, transforming workflows with AI-driven solutions. Before you listen to the podcast, it is important to note that the analysis presented is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. The data and recommendations provided are based on market analysis, but should not be the sole basis for investment decisions. Investing in the financial markets carries significant risks, including potential loss of principal investment, market volatility and pricing fluctuations, economic, political, and currency risks, liquidity risks, tracking error risks for index funds. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Always conduct your own research and consult with qualified financial advisors before making investment decisions. The numerical data provided represents analytical estimates and may not reflect actual real-time market conditions.
Welcome to the Money Mosaic for Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Today, we're diving into the key economic events that have shaped the markets over the past 24 hours.
That's right. Let's start with the employment data from the U.S. The labor market added 143,000 jobs in January, which was below the expected 170,000 jobs. This slower-than-expected job growth has led to a pullback in the U.S. dollar and raised questions about the Federal Reserve's next moves on interest rates.
Moving on to interest rate decisions, the Bank of England has cut its base rate by 25 basis points to 4.5%, marking the third rate cut in just over 6 months. This decision was widely anticipated and reflects the bank's confidence that inflation, currently at 2.5%, is broadly under control 1-3.
The Fed, on the other hand, has maintained its benchmark rate unchanged, indicating a cautious approach as they evaluate the labor market and inflation data. Despite this, expectations of further easing by the Fed are still influencing the markets, particularly against the Japanese yen due to divergent monetary policies between the Fed and the Bank of Japan for.
Geopolitical tensions are also playing a significant role. The ongoing U.S.-China trade tensions and tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump are impacting market sentiments and benefiting safe haven currencies like the Japanese yen.
In terms of market sentiment, there is a clear sign of risk aversion. The decline in U.S. consumer sentiment and weaker job growth data are contributing to this trend. Technical indicators, such as the Relative Strength Index, RSI, are suggesting bearish momentum for several currency pairs, including USD-JPY and EUR-USD-1.
Let's take a look at some specific currency pairs. The EUR-USD is currently in a short-term bearish trend within a broader bearish channel. Key drivers include economic indicators, interest rate differentials, and geopolitical tensions. Institutional positioning is predominantly short, and volatility remains moderate to high due to ongoing economic and geopolitical factors. One.
For GBP-USD, the short-term trend is bearish, but with potential for a short covering rally following the Bank of England's rate cut. The correlation with UK economic data and geopolitical risks is significant, and institutional positioning is mixed. Volatility is high due to rate cuts and economic data releases for.
Lastly, the US-JPY is in a bearish trend driven by divergent monetary policies between the Fed and the Bank of Japan. Key drivers include Japanese economic data and US-China trade tensions. Institutional positioning is primarily short, and volatility is high due to significant central bank actions and geopolitical factors too.
As we wrap up this segment, it's clear that the markets are navigating a complex landscape of economic data, interest rate decisions, and geopolitical tensions. Stay tuned for our upcoming portfolio update, where we'll dive deeper into how these factors are impacting investments and what strategies you might consider in this environment.
Thanks for joining us on the Money Mosaic. We'll be back with more analysis and insights to help you navigate the ever-changing financial landscape. Until next time, stay informed and stay ahead.
Welcome to the portfolio update section of the Money Mosaic for Tuesday, February 11th, 2025. Today we're diving into a comprehensive analysis of an ETF portfolio, covering market overview, individual ETF analysis, portfolio composition, and recommendations.
That's right. Let's start with the market overview. Global markets are currently influenced by inflation, interest rate changes, and global economic growth trends. In Europe, the FTSE 100 and MSCI Europe indices are affected by regional economic policies and Brexit outcomes. The US market, tracked by the S&P 500, is influenced by Federal Reserve policies and global trade dynamics. Japan's market is impacted by the Bank of Japan's policies and domestic economic conditions.
Additionally, sector trends are playing a significant role. The energy sector, particularly in Europe, is affected by global energy demand, climate change policies, and commodity prices. Technology and industrials are impacted by innovation and supply chain issues, while financials and consumer defensives are influenced by interest rate changes and consumer spending.
Currency fluctuations between the GBP, USD, EUR, and JPY are also crucial due to the international exposure of the ETFs in this portfolio. Now let's move to individual ETF analysis.
We have several key ETFs here. The iShares Core FTSE 100 UCITS ETF ISF provides significant UK exposure with top holdings including AstraZeneca PLC, Shell PLC, and HSBC Holdings PLC. The iShares S&P 500 Swap UCTF I500 gives us a slice of the US market, tracking the S&P 500 index.
The iShares MSCI Europe Energy Sector UCITS ETF has a focused exposure to the European energy sector, with companies like Total Energies and Eni. The HSBC Japan Sustainable Equity UCTF HSJP offers exposure to sustainable Japanese equities. Finally, the Vanguard FTC All World High Dividend Yield UCITS ETF provides broad global exposure with a focus on high dividend yield equities.
Looking at the portfolio composition, we have geographic exposure spread across the UK, US, Europe, Japan, and globally. Sector allocation is diverse, with significant exposure to energy, healthcare, financials, consumer defensives, and industrials. The portfolio also has a style analysis leaning towards large cap and high dividend yield investments, with a focus on sustainability through the HSJP ETF.
In terms of risk factor exposure, the portfolio has market risk through broad market movements, sector risk concentrated in the energy sector, regional risk exposure to various economic conditions, and currency risk due to international holdings.
Moving to recommendations, position sizing is crucial. Allocate weights based on risk tolerance and investment objectives, such as 20-30% for ISF and I500, 5-10% for ESIE due to sector concentration, 10-15% for HSJP, and 20-30% for VHYL.
Enter the market during periods of stability or based on technical analysis, and exit using risk management strategies like stop-loss orders or rebalancing needs. Rebalance quarterly to maintain target weights and adjust allocations based on market conditions.
Risk management is key. Diversify across regions, sectors, and styles. Use stop-loss orders and consider risk parity and dynamic asset allocation to balance risk and capitalize on trends.
Thank you for tuning in to this detailed portfolio update. For more precise performance metrics and real-time analysis, always refer to current market data and ETF provider reports.
Don't forget to join us this evening for our Forex analysis, and we'll be back tomorrow morning with another portfolio update.
See you then.